got Humphreys.
That's
on
right.
The bus.
How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Doing real well. We really appreciate you guys coming out and hanging out. We appreciate you guys killing it on stage first.
Oh man,
thank
and
you.
Then coming to hang out.
We're still vibrating a bit, you know.
You actually gave me a bunch of jealousy points today that I get to come and chill with you guys. A bunch of my friends are super angry
right on,
about
right
this. So,
well, say hi
to
the friends right now. Say hi, Bayless. Say
happy
hi.
Happy to help. We're happy
actually,
to help.
Actually, my friend Brennan wants me to say hi to Brennan.
Well, I want
to
tell him he spells his name wrong.
Exactly. Oh, everybody knows that except for him, you know. He's living in that world. But you guys did a great job. It's great seeing you here. You got to be happy to be in the sun. I mean, your old stomping grounds are my old stomping grounds.
Right.
Chicago,
yep.
Indiana, that area. So you got to love coming and hanging out on the beach, huh?
It's been a brutal, you know, winter up yonder. So it's good to get down here and, you know, feel the vibes and the sun and the people. And it's glorious.
It's way less terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I sat down before I slept for like a half hour and just stared at the ocean. I was like, this is a nice day. This is a nice office setting.
Yes.
So
I've had way worse jobs. Now, we do want to talk to you guys a little bit, but I don't see any reason not to just jump right in and play a song. I mean, we're on the radio.
Let's do it. That's what radio's for, a little rock.
We're going to do Similar Skin. It's called Similar Skin. It's off the album Similar Skin, and we hope you enjoy Similar Skin.
I'm for it.
Okay.
Could be right or wrong, I wouldn't know. It really shouldn't matter. And maybe I'd be better off to leave it up to you. And if I knew it all along, what could I say that would make some difference? I doubt that you would listen to you didn't want to hear. It's just a line I had to draw, 'cause there comes a time, and maybe I'd believe it when they say that you don't need a thing, but all I need is you. It always seems to get better. Story that you tell, story that you sell, that really makes all the difference. So I put no significance on what you think I need to hear. If I could turn it all around, what would you say? I mean, what really would you think then? As soon as I could blink again, I know I wouldn't change a thing. So you could be right or wrong, and I won't assume, 'cause I'll know it by the feeling. And am I too revealing when I tell you all I need is you? And it always seems to get better to all these things even matter. We all began with the same bad scare that will
I'm Frizz McGee. Zoo Radio is on the air. I'm Tony, hanging out with Brendan and Jake today. Jake, learn how to play guitar.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all just Jimmy Page all over again.
Take
you know?
A lesson or something. Now, you guys, you probably get sick of all the different monikers and everything. You've probably been called progressive rock or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But you know you're people that like jam bands associate with you guys. They
right.
like to get out and see it. What percentage, like when you go and you get on stage, what percentage is ad-libbed? What percentage do you know we're going to get it? You know, you've got the whole Jimmy Stewart song,
Jimmy
whatever,
thing,
all
yeah.
jamming. So what percentage of it are you just kind of letting ride?
I would say, what, maybe 30, 70?
It really depends
60,
on the
40, you know?
Like, it depends on the venue. And, like, today we only had 75 minutes, and I would say of... I would say 45 of those we knew exactly what we were doing, and so 30 we were.
But you know,
like,
even walking into any guitar solo, it's like not to have anything too etched in stone. You maybe have like a little bit of a melody to work with, but it's always walking into just a firestorm every time. Like walking in, trying to do uncharted territory, trying to trick yourself, trying to impress yourself, mm-hmm. and then maybe you can impress the folks out there. You know, it's kind of fun. It starts kind of honing on to the power of the note and the power of the melody, and just hopefully it takes you into the right zone, you know. And that's kind of our gist, you know, is wishful thinking, and the equation is hopefully good music.
But to answer your question, we didn't get into this to do math.
Right, right.
I appreciate that. I
right,
didn't mean
right.
to put you guys down to a fraction.
No, sure. But
no,
there
basically
is counting.
You're just going to roll with it anyway and see how it goes. Well, I like that, letting the venue kind of speak for itself. So you guys all kind of met up around Notre Dame originally, right? I mean, were you guys going to school there, or was that just kind of your old stomping grounds? Or?
Jake grew up there. I moved there in sixth grade, and we kind of all met around 97.
Yeah.
Like, there was... His band Ali Baba Sahini and Humphreys, and there wasn't really anything else going on, so it was kind of inevitable that we were gonna join forces, because there wasn't a whole lot.
How many side projects are actually associated with you guys all together?
I mean it's
a bunch of solo albums. Jake and Joel both have solo albums.
Just
out.
Collaborations, all the summer camp collaborations, and just randomicity is what makes it fresh, you know, keeping. Mm-hmm. I guess what we do interesting to ourselves, and then hopefully that translates to our fan base, you know. It's like just keeping ourselves on our toes.
Is that sometimes a distraction, or is that actually a help to you guys that you get to go out and explore a little bit different kind of stuff and maybe bring those things back?
You know, you don't rest on the same old thing all the time. It's like just trying to create something fresh, like with the Umbol experience, you know, trying to really press us against the wall and how much can you really get out of us in one night. You know, that's those kind of things help the band expand those little parts of our brain, you know, that need to be massaged and oiled and
forcing to reach your potential,
to make improvisational music seem real and composed, you know.
For me, I feel like anytime I do a side project, it gets me out of my comfort zone and it makes me realize how good I have it with Humphreys from like knowing what the guy's gonna play around me, knowing how they're gonna react to not having to carry my own guitar, not having to worry about who's going to drive the van. Like, just the whole pack, it makes me realize how good I have it. So anytime I do it, it makes me appreciate Humphreys.
It's hard to grow if you're not challenged, for sure.
Exactly.
You guys want to play another song for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is an old tune. This is for my cat, Ringo. He was 17 when he passed away about 6 years ago.
Your actual cat.
Which is old for a male cat, you know. It's not bad. So this one goes out to Ringo.
I crack up a whip and I start in your eye, yeah. Midsummer's trip on the 4th of July. Living off salt and the food of guru, yeah. A trickle down process, 6-pack of Blue Mountain. So if your wish could be granted, what would you say? To live in peace forever and a day, yeah. The dark days of summer mirages kicked in. Double dip ship bop with fantasy bent. Now what would it take to tickle your mouth? Wow, 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 wow. Truffled and trite.
We're definitely rambling this.
So if your wish could be granted, what would you say? To live in peace forever and a day.
Animal. Before, yeah. She coming out here with a bunch of greasy animal, bunch of greasy animal, bunch of greasy animal. Woo! Thank you.
Oh yeah. She got it the night before. What? The slim nose is gone. Yes, it do. Boo, boo, boo. She got it the night before. What? Got it the night before.
Coming right here with a bunch of greasy animal, bunch of greasy animal, bunch of greasy animal.
Yeah. So you really like your cat?
Yes, yeah. I
do. Special song, you know?
Well, let me ask you this then. If she was here today, what would she have in common with Christmas?
Well, Christmas, I think, a jingo.
They would both have Sandy Claus.
That's right.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Because we're here, man. Wow. We're here.
I'll even hold that one back.
For about 2.5 minutes. Wow. I appreciate you guys hurrying it up.
Hey, you know it, man.
No, it is so great having you guys. This is Zoo Radio. We've got Umphrey's McGee on the bus. Well, we've got some of Umphrey's McGee. We appreciate you guys kind of making some time and coming and hanging out with us. Loved seeing you on stage. And it's always nice to actually put a face, sit down, hang out a little bit. And that's what's great about local radio. Now, you guys, a bunch of my friends are here to see you. This is like what everybody's been talking about.
Right on.
Who are you guys excited about seeing this weekend?
I mean, Lupe and Foo Fighters for me. Yeah.
The Foo killed it last time they were here. I wasn't even a Foo fan until I saw Dave Grohl.
I mean, they got great intentions for rock and roll, that's for sure. And that's what we like. We like to see that old school sort of push. You know, they're like a band from the 70s and 80s that just happened to be caught up in today's time. You know, they got that old ethos that makes it work, you know.
I got one more for you before we kind of close this thing out. Love seeing you in venues like the Sanger where you were just recently, and obviously you guys do events like this quite a bit. Where do you have a favorite? Do you like that small, real personal? Because you guys, I mean, the way you jam, the way you improvise and stuff like that, I imagine you catch a lot of this energy from the audience.
Right.
So is it easier in a smaller venue, or is it just easier when it's just nuts and people are going crazy?
There's an ebb and flow to that, I think. I think if we have great in-ear monitoring, if we can all hear each other really well, then we can take chances and take risks and everyone's safe. So sometimes rooms don't sound as good to us as it might for the audience. You
right.
know? But if as long as we can hear each other up there really well, that has everything to do with exploring and making shit happen, you know.
Well, luckily for us, we got Tim on the controls right now. This has been Hangout Radio. Brendan, Jake, Umphrey's McGee, we appreciate you guys coming by. Stay tuned. Lots more good stuff from Hangout Fest 2015. Here we're at Highway 59 ends and the fun begins.